Caitlin Parsons, Pod Show 21, the last of the year, the 30th of December, 2005.
You're doing so well. Won't be long now. We're almost there. Just one last push, Mrs. Parsons.
Ah, it's a girl. Podcast.
Well, hello. Here we are. As promised, we've come out of the chalet for the first time and the last time this year. I had some building work done that's taken 7 months, should have taken 6 weeks. And quite frankly, I even sent my Christmas cards from us and the builders, but they have gone. And we're sat around a jolly big table here, enjoying the festivities. And we've just had a first course of... Well, we had stir fry, courtesy of Aunt Esme. It was delicious, Aunt Esme, by the way. Well, so give a round of applause for Aunt Esme, please.
Hello. Thank you, everyone.
And we had jacket potatoes, we had a little bit of pizza. It was all very nice. And we've just started on, maybe someone else should tell you what we've just started on. Let me share with you who is in the house tonight. In no particular order, as we go around the table to the left. Peeping Tom, how are you?
Fine, Marilyn. How are you doing?
I'm all right, thank you very much. And then we've got Sports Boy. How are you?
I'm all right. Hello.
Hello. I know that you've got to be in bed by midnight, so we'll move on.
Why did she turn back into a pumpkin?
Oh, she might. Well, what do you mean she? It's Sports Boy. Peep and Tom.
I'm sorry.
For sake. Delphine to the top of the
doors, you see.
This is right. Delphine's at the top of the table.
Oh, hello, Lee. Happy New Year to your listeners with their pods in their ears.
Yes, Happy New Year.
They don't have the pods in their ears.
Henri.
They have the earphones in their ears. They carry the pod in their pocket.
Oh, I don't know. It's all too technical for me.
Could you humour her, please? It is New Year's Eve and all that kind of thing.
I always humour her.
We also have in the house Major Incident.
Hello, Lynn. Nice to see you.
Oh, what a super Prince Charming you were.
Oh, much obliged, much obliged.
Ever so slick you were. Naughty Gnome, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you very much, Lynn.
Are you? You glad that you did Panto rather than going off to the grotto?
Yes, it was much warmer doing the pantomime here than going up to Lapland.
I understand. And you got to give Delphine a little kiss or two, didn't you?
Well, you know, one has to act very well, you know. And well, if it's in the script, you've got to do it.
Well, Henri, of course, we've already spoken to. But
does that not mean you say hello?
Hello.
You say hello.
Bonjour.
Bonjour. Did you have a good Christmas?
It was not a bad Christmas.
Good. I hope you don't expect us to tidy up after your Christmas presents.
No, there's no tidying up to do. But what I would like us to do is think about some of the music we've played on the pod shows over the last 6 months and choose some of our favourite music. So I thought we'd start with the first artist we ever played on our first pod show, which was, of course, Brother Love. And this particular track is There She Goes.
Yeah. tell a story. Oh, she liked to tell the glorious, glorious tales.
It was such a cute goodbye, and I really love your band. But I have a boyfriend.
No!
Brother Love, There She Goes, which we played on the show earlier this year. And there's that great line about Suckerville, and we've done a bit of homework. Tintin's done his homework, and apparently it does exist. It's in Cumberland County in Maine, USA. Just thought, you know, lesson of the day and all that kind of thing. Now, Aunt Esme, we don't often have you in the house.
Yes, Lee.
Busy sucking your way through your pudding there.
Yes.
Where are your teeth?
I left them at home in the caravan.
It's all right. We're all friends here. Have you any hopes or fears for the next year, 2006?
Well,
somebody might nick a teeth.
Yes. Yes, they may. But no, dying is probably my fear. But I think I'll get over it. It'll be fine.
What a jolly little person you are.
But you have to keep it real. Just like Jay-Z.
Keep it real. Isn't that real? This pessimism.
Oh, Delphine.
You're as bad as her mother. Bad as her mother, you are.
You should have met my mother.
Well, I know your mother. Lovely lady.
Oh, she's beautiful.
Edith. Now, on this very subject of Edith, is there any chance that she might go home and we can return Cecile to your home soon?
Well, actually, the thing is, Lynn, we haven't told you yet, but we are actually going back to France for a couple of weeks.
We're taking her away.
No, Edith.
We.
Yes, and Cecile will come with us.
Well, he can't come with you, can he?
No, no, we have special priorities and things sorted out.
He has a thing in the back of his neck.
Yes.
Wait a minute, though. If you go with Edith and the cockatoo, Cecile, is she not allergic to the feathers?
Yes, Edith goes in the trunk.
Yes.
Maybe we shouldn't ask. Sports Boy, did you like some of the music we played this year on the podcast?
Oh, yes. Definitely.
I know there was one that kind of Tintin was very keen on, which was Adrina Thorpe. Now, you sent off Tintin for the the CD, didn't you?
I'm sorry, it is the food.
Tintin.
Yes.
You sent off
the Sports Boy Junior, I think, in the background there.
You sent off for the Adrina Thorpe CD, and she signed it to you, didn't she?
That was the highlight of my year, and I was very, very pleased. And I think she does that for anybody. Actually, she might still be doing that if you buy a CD. I don't think I was particularly special, but you know,
you felt it though, didn't you? I could see that twinkle in your eye. Should we play something that we played back on the show in August then from Adrina Thorpe?
Absolutely.
It's Fly, Fly, Fly. Adrina Thorpe and Fly, Fly, Fly. Here we are. We're almost at our coffees. Actually, the mince pie was really nice. You made that as well, Esme, didn't you?
I made them very suckable. You know, I yeah. left my teeth.
Absolutely.
A lot of prunes went into them. Not usually an ingredient one would use, but necessary for those without teeth.
Well, yes, and that, obviously it's gone down very well here. Mm-hmm. We've all had it with ice cream. Peeping Tom, will you be having a day off, you know, with
well,
New Year's Eve and
I'll, have it, I'll be having a day off from cleaning windows, yes. But you see, the reason why is because I'm going to be going around cleaning clocks.
Oh. Why you be cleaning clocks?
Well, you got to clean, make sure the faces of the clocks are all clean so that the hands don't get stuck. For midnight, you know, boing, and everyone goes, hey, happy New Year, you see?
Well, you're doing it for next year already.
Well, it's Christmas time, right? So you got to clean the clock, so when it hits New Year's Eve...
You just do it once a year, then?
Yeah, just once a year for the clock.
Pete and Tom does it once a year.
For the clocks.
Now, a couple of weeks ago on the show, I was delighted when Tintin... found this new guy, tracked by this new guy called Sean Mormello. Can we all say, oh, Mormello?
Mormello.
We love his name. We now have a photograph of him and we find him, I find him incredibly attractive.
Incredibly attractive things.
And Esme would probably smack her lips if she could see him right now. But I really like that track. You save him a mince pie. And let's hear that track that I fell in love with, Had Enough.
Yo, my English brothers and sisters, this is Sean Mormello, and you listen to Lynn Parsons.
The car is something that you can't take it with you when you die. You're working 100 hour weeks, you sure as hell gonna try. Cause there's always a reason to get on with the living, baby. How long has it been since you laid it on the line? Get the hell out of my face with your champagne and wine. Cause it's open season on all the misaligned, all the misaligned. To all of the legions, oh, but in all the people hanging on, I'm about to shred off sanity. Yeah, I'm heading home, well, now I'm heading love. Breaking my back just to win. Heading home, well, now I'm heading love. It's always the same. Y'all big diamond rings that both will lead to happiness if you fill it up with things. You better change your position. Y'all priorities, priorities. Honey, stop at your bitch. About all the things that are going wrong. Because the day is slipping away, yeah. I've had enough, I've had enough. Busting my ass just to win. I've had enough, but I've had enough. It turns out the same.
Sean Mormello, Had Enough, and there's a lot of, there are a lot more tracks by him on the Podsafe Network, so I think we're going to be playing more from him in 2006. I'm also looking forward to the fact that we're going to start having live bands in the Chalet. I haven't told you, Delphine and Henri, but...
But they create such a mess.
Oh, they throw TVs out the window and everything.
And they knock their instruments over.
We don't have a television.
What?
We don't have a television in the Chalet.
Well, they won't be able to throw that out the window then, you stupid girl.
How can
they
get one?
Oh. Yeah, we bring one in special for them to throw out the window.
Mage, you're being ever so quiet. Do you have any thoughts about 2006?
Well, I have some special plans. I'll probably go up in the bird a few times. Nothing on the clock for the maker's name then. We do. Now, we've had a lot of emails about this handlebar moustache. How do you grow it? I mean, is it a bit like, you know, you get bushes that are like the shape of a chicken or something? I mean, how do you grow it?
Well, it's like a bonsai. It's like that. I have to sit myself on the old window ledge, and I just grow it. Rather marvellous.
You're having a bit of a joke with this, aren't you?
Yeah, just a little one, yeah.
Do you spend hours preening it?
Oh, just a couple a day.
But we're going to have you doing the traffic reports and all sorts of things, aren't we?
Oh, yes. Oh, it'd be marvellous. Can't wait. Loved the panto, darling. Loved it.
And did you get the leather...
Oh, yes. God, you know I can't wear it next to the skin, though. Terrible rash. But thank you for a lovely thought. Lovely thought.
Let's move on. This is another band that we featured on the show that we absolutely adore. It's the Peter Moon Band and Real Fine Life.
I got poison oak. You got a hickey on your neck. Watch the perspiration trickle down the back of your dress. You say you wonder what it might be like if we could stop the world tonight. I wonder how would it feel to be so close to you. We could not tell. God, we really make the stars and moon hang right where they are. It's a panoramic portrait of a perfect summer night. You and I could stop the world in 10 minutes. Tell me, how do you feel when I'm so close to you? We cannot tell us apart. Do I really make the stars and moon hang right where they are? It's a panoramic portrait of perfect song. Someday, will we have two babies and a mailbox full of bills? Oh, I pray you will always feel the same, 'cause I know I will. You say, let's go out to the lake tonight. It's not perfect, but it's real fine life, because I love how I feel when I'm so close to you. We cannot tell us apart. It's the way.
Anyone for coffee?
Oh, I'm on a diet.
Well, coffee won't have any calories in it.
The kind of coffee I have does.
Oh, does it?
Yes.
Oh, lashings of chocolate stuff dropped
and
on
cream.
It.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, right,
and
no.
Sugar.
It wasn't offering the cream. That was the Peter Moon Band and Real Fine Life. Speaking of cream, we are playing the cream of the music that we've been playing over the last 6 months on the podcast. And Sports Boy, what does 2006 hold for you? What are you looking forward to?
The opening of Wembley, the 2006 World Cup.
Ooh.
And possibly going to see the Rolling Stones.
And that would be at Wembley Stadium?
Oh, yes.
Oh, ooh, yes. Ooh, la, la. Now, we have had lots of emails over the last 6 months, and it's been great to get emails from people all over the world. In fact, we get our little map out. We put a flag, as, you know, we say Peter in Ohio, and many of the emails that we've received are about the music we play. And
I'm sorry.
That's what I think of it.
Yeah. It's the mince pies.
It's too modern.
Esme, really, I was trying not to mention it. I thought if we didn't mention it, no one would say anything.
Well, it's better out than it.
This is Breathe by The Hero Factor.
Growing stronger, stronger.
I love petty fours. I really... But why are they called petty fours and not petty threes or petty twos?
Well, when you squeeze it, it has four corners.
Oh, if you know the answer, do email us. And, you know, we were saying we had so many emails about the Hero Factor, the track Breathe, and one in particular, Craig Horton from Tennessee.
Yeah.
In fact, Craig, you made a real nuisance of yourself. I'm joking. We love to hear from you. We like to know what you like, what you don't like, and any other business too. And you know the usual way to contact us. We're having a bit of a party here. And Naughty Gnome, I feel that you really have been in search of fame for the last 6 months.
I have indeed there, my lovely little lady. I have indeed.
And will the search go on in 2006? I mean, you came back for Panto. Will you be going off again?
Well, you see, my fame and fortune should come in 2006.
Yeah. So you've just come back to wash your undies, really?
Well, I got...
Oh, I suppose Delphine will do that for you, will she?
Oh, no, I won't. I won't touch a gnome's undies.
Excuse me. It takes you less time to do a gnome's undies than a normal human being's undies.
Would you stop fighting and pass me the chocolates, please? Have fancy a bit of jazz? Anyone fancy a bit of jazz?
I'd like to finish a sentence.
Oh, lots of jazz, Lynn. Lots of jazz.
You like that, Major. Naughty Gnome, we will in the new year allow you to finish a sentence. I promise you that.
He gets a bit... you say uppity occasionally, does he not?
Well, yes, but he...
I think he has too many after eights.
Well, Henri, I think you have a strong opinion about a lot of things.
I am French.
You are French.
What do you expect?
Robin Stein. Do you remember Robin Stein? We played a couple of jazz numbers by her.
Robin Stein.
This is... Let me remind you. This is Sweet Blossom. Robin Stein and Sweet Blossom. I just think that woman has a divine voice, and I do love a bit of jazz at the end of the day, don't you?
Absolutely.
And it is the end of the day, and it's the end of a year, and we just want to thank you for being with us for the past 6 months, for 2005, and we'll give you, you might ask for your money back, because we haven't given you a full year. We promise next year there will be a full year, 2006, of podcasts with live bands and all sorts of things going on. I just feel that we're kind of falling to pieces a bit now. There are people falling asleep at the table, and I really am keen that I get some help with the washing up. So can I also remind you that all of the delicious music you've heard tonight has come from the Podsafe Music Network, and if you wanted to check that out, it's at music.podshow.com. And I felt it would be quite nice at this point to wish everybody a very happy new year full of good health and much happiness, and would you raise your glasses to friendship?
To friendship.
Friendship. Shall we all join together and sing Auld Lang Syne?
Oh, yes, Lynn, but before we do that, we
have something to tell you.
Yes.
Oh.
Because we are going away for 2 weeks.
2 weeks.
So your listeners don't get lonely and missing us, because we are the most popular characters on this show.
Of course, yes.
Where would you be without us?
Yes, we thought that they would like to have a photograph that they can print out. So on the website is a photograph of us on our way to France.
Yes.
But when are you going?
Very soon.
Yes.
Well, like when?
Oh, very soon. Tonight.
Yes. Tonight.
Yes. Tonight.
Who's going to do the cleaning?
Well, we have a special friend that comes in. Oh. He will be taking over for a little bit.
Should I ask any questions or not?
No, it all will be explained.
All will be explained.
Just be very careful.
Okay.
And he took the photo.
Yes, he did. Yes.
Right, okay. And well, the website address is, Delphine?
Just a normal, it'll be on a normal website.
Oh, on our normal website, okay. Yes. LynnParsons.com.
No, dot net. We've only been doing it for 4 months, Lynn.
How come we know it and not you?
LynnParsons.net.
My word.
Oh, Lynn, are we going to do this song or not?
Yes.
Okay, I'm ready on my organ.
And it's good. Are you ready, Esme?
Don't get the pumping.
Get the pumping.
Content, copyright Lynn Parsons 2005.